I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Partly cloudy, 70 degrees, KSL's top story. Intermountain Healthcare is laying out its plans to get everyone their COVID booster shots. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has details.
Intermountain Healthcare infectious disease doctor Eddie Stenium says the announcement of a green light to mix and match COVID-19 vaccine booster shots will make getting them even more convenient for people. He suggests people try to get the same booster as their original series, so Pfizer with Pfizer or J&J with J&J, but if that's a hassle, the doctor says get whichever one you can. For Pfizer and Moderna, it's 6 months after being fully vaccinated. For J&J, it's at least 2 months.
The doctor says if you have bad side effects from your first vaccinations, consider getting a different company's booster. Comcast has been having internet issues this afternoon. It's been affecting some homes and businesses from Bountiful all the way to Ogden. The company says a truck hit its fiber line and it caused the shutdown. There's no ETA when connection will be restored. Salt Lake County's top prosecutor has cleared a deputy today in the deadly shooting that killed the man outside the Salt Lake County jail. This was back in April. District Attorney Sim Gill said the man killed by police fired a shot at deputies from a gun that was stolen from an unlocked car.
That's the second shooting that in the last basically 6 months that I can specifically account from stolen handguns from a motor vehicle.
D.A. Gill says Joshua Johnson fired a shot that wounded both deputies before one of them returned fire, killing him. The man believed to have shot and killed popular Latina radio host Gabby Ramos has possibly fled to Mexico. The Taylorsville Police Department says they believe the suspect, Manuel Perea, returned to Mexico shortly after the shooting. The department is working with the Salt Lake County DA's office and the U.S. Marshals Service to locate Perea and arrest him. KSL's top national stories. Turns out just hours before Alec Baldwin fatally shot a cinematographer with a prop gun, half a dozen camera crew workers walked off the set protesting their working conditions. ABC's Kaylee Hartung is following developments in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Baldwin, breaking his silence, tweeting, "There are no words to convey my shock and sadness," saying he's fully cooperating with the investigation, adding his heart is broken and he's in touch with Helena's grieving husband. A source telling ABC News Hutchins' husband Matthew says Baldwin has been very supportive. A witness reportedly telling Showbiz 411 that moments after the shooting, Baldwin kept saying, quote, "In all my years, I've never been handed a hot gun."
Camera operators and their assistants had complained about long hours and pay before walking off, just hours before the shooting. Across the nation, the booster rollout has begun. ABC's Dave Packer with the details.
The CDC authorizing Moderna and Pfizer's boosters for those 65 or older or with those with special circumstances or occupations, or for anyone over 18 who received the Johnson & Johnson shot more than 2 months ago. White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients.
More than 120 million Americans will become eligible for a booster in the coming months. That's 2 out of 3 fully vaccinated adults in the U.S.
Zients says the nation has
a well-tested nationwide vaccine distribution and delivery system.
This is pharmacy chain Walgreens announced Friday that it's now offering the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson boosters nationally. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The World Health Organization has its eyes on Europe. It's the only place in the world where COVID cases rose in the last week. Let's get some insight.
Latvia going into lockdown, hospitals in Bulgaria and Romania filling up, and Poland selling surplus vaccine doses. Central and Eastern Europe has the European Union's lowest vaccination rate. Deadlier variants of the virus there spreading fast. In Bulgaria, the EU's poorest state, just one in four adults is fully vaccinated. In Ireland, Portugal, and Malta, more than 90% of the population is fully vaccinated. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the Foreign Desk.
Now that the remains of Brian Laundrie have been found, we wait for more information about how he died. Laundrie family attorney Steve Bertolino told ABC his parents were concerned about his mental state when he left home back in September.
Let's wait for the medical examiner. If they can come up with some other explanation for the cause of death, you know, we're going to accept that. If not, I guess we're going to have to accept that Brian did kill himself.
Investigators found a notebook in a backpack alongside the remains. Utah's unemployment rate has dropped even lower. September's report shows Utah's jobless rate dropped to 2.4%. Nathan McDonald from the Department of Workforce Services says there's also job growth happening.
We're just slightly below what we were before the pandemic, and it means that there are some people who haven't quite returned back and are looking for work. And that's what we want to see improve. That's where we know that we can get more people.
Utah now has one of the lowest jobless rates in the nation. KSL News Time 6:06. Ricky, do you see the light at the proverbial end of the tunnel?
You know, these construction delays, this is a time of year when they're trying to get as much done before the snow falls. And so I'm afraid for Box Elder County and Millard County drivers. These road work slowdowns are still lingering in both counties on southbound I-15. So bring your patience if you have to drive through those areas. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.